be really old to be ready.
Yeah.
You didn't have to cut me off, make out like it never happened and that we were nothing.
Ew, I do hate that song.
I don't need to. You know, it's a great remix, though. A little mashup, may I say?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm 35. She said it. I said it. There's a DJ Snake Shots version. 9 to 5, another round of shots.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
And it's that with
that's good, fun.
Yeah, and it's very fun.
That is fun.
And welcome to Respectfully Podcast, the music and cringe based podcast.
Yeah,
I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy,
and we're solo today, baby.
Yeah, just the goyles.
Just the goyles. And recently, we posted a clip about men leaving their cancer wives, and boy, was it the most depressing comment section I've ever seen in my fucking
life. Yeah, we were basically talking about how, like, women will ask their boyfriends if they would still love them if they were a worm, because we're secret. Like, we don't even, we're not consciously doing this, but the subconscious motive behind it is you're trying to figure out if your boyfriend would leave you if you got fat or had cancer.
Exactly.
And so many men, willingly and without someone holding a gun to their head, commented and said, cancer I'll stay, but fat no chance.
Get out of here.
A guy whose profile picture is him with his two children commented
there's so many
both girls, by the way.
Yeah, no, I was right there, and I was a pig in the mud just being
I wish his account was in private. I was gonna DM his wife.
Oh, I was thinking about that too. And, like, there are guys who had cute-seeming girlfriends. Like, this guy had, like, a hot, like, big old titties girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this sure big old titties deserves so much
more. We must free her titties.
I know. It's like
free. Nobody's free until their titties are free.
But so there was, like, two types of comments on this video. Also, thank you for resharing. And
shout out to all the girlies in the comments being like, you're a pig.
Yes. We had some fucking warriors in there. I like to start a little beef, and then
I was having fun calling them crybabies.
Yeah, yes. We have two different modes of attack. You are like very
succinct.
Curt, and to the point.
Mean.
And I'm like paragraphs of being like, your daughter.
You were discoursing and I was name calling.
Yes, exactly. And that is a true picture of how we were in the world. But like, a lot of them are just women who are like, my mom had MS and my dad cheated on her and then threw us in the streets.
And then these men would be like, well, my wife left me when I lost my job. And it's like, because that's the same thing.
Enough with the job.
Also, did your wife leave you because you lost your job, or was that the final straw?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Or were you yelling at her because you were you yelling at her a little bit and now you're home all day and you're yelling at her all the time?
Yes, and not doing any work and et cetera, et cetera.
Just a theory.
It was just such a tragic comment section.
Yeah, it was a huge bummer.
It was crazy. I'd wake up in the morning and some woman would be like, I have no arms or legs.
I have terminal cancer and nobody will date me.
And my boyfriend punted me down the stairs like a football. And I just had to be like, all right.
Sorry, sister.
This is the first thing I saw. This is just me apologizing to women about their terrible lives.
I know. It's me being like, I'd love you if you were a worm.
And also
like it like turned into me like picking fights with my real life boyfriend.
Yes. It was very.
And like cut to me being like, if I couldn't wipe my ass, would you wipe my ass?
We're just finding new illnesses and being like, what about this?
Yeah.
What if my veins were made of spiders?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But
my boyfriend and I were watching House while all this was happening. And there was a patient on House who was in a wheelchair and he couldn't even talk. Like, he was so paralyzed that he could blow into a thing to move, but he couldn't talk. He couldn't blink, like nothing. And I turned to my boyfriend and I was like, if I was like that, would you take care of me? And he was like, yeah. And I go, would you fuck other bitches?
I mean, that's like, the real question.
He was like, eventually. And I was like, what?
What the hell? Lie.
Also, I mean, eventually I was like, okay, but not in the house.
No, you do that in the hotel.
And you can't like use me
as like bait.
You can't be like, I take care of my sick wife.
I'm such a good guy. That's another thing. There were ones that were like, my husband took care of me, but the whole time was like, I am such a good guy. But as per usual, it's hot. I'm wearing a fucking giant hat.
I'm worked up.
I got fucking hyped in these comments.
I know.
But the men were like, so it was the, what if I lose my job?
Well, what's crazy is we were talking about like the failings of men on a grand scale. And yeah. so many of them, instead of acknowledging that at all, got stuck on the fact that we specified cis men.
Yes.
This. Oh, boy, were they mad.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if I can find this specific
And
comment.
While you're saying this, I'm just going to throw this because this is something I see every once in a while where they go. And I'm gonna frame it respectfully. Cishet man is not a derogatory term. Yeah. You are not an oppressed class.
Yes.
You are not like a black single mother. The way that yeah. they are talking about this is like this is the biggest battle that any human has ever faced.
I know.
Being called cishet. And there's also they do the men die in wars bullshit.
Not you. I wish you would.
You work at GameStop. What war are you fighting? The complete deflection from like
Long
real trauma.
Cishet men is a derogatory term, but he spelled it S-I-S. Moron. Get bent, you fucking moron. Get out of here.
Also, that guy's absolutely wearing like a dog mask behind closed doors and having so much shit in his mouth. No one's this mad about being labeled something unless they're yeah. like secretly something behind closed doors. Normal dudes are like, yeah, even if they don't believe in pronouns, they simply scroll through.
Yeah. I mean, there's also a lot of guys in these comments being like, you both have your pronouns in your bio, so clearly you're part of a cult.
Oh my God.
And then I commented this. One guy, I can't find the specific comment, but yeah. one guy commented that, and I replied to his comment and said, not you getting offended by words.
Yes.
Because that is what's happening. Yes. Like, these guys are so like, oh, free speech. I can say whatever I want. I can
eagle profile picture. Eagle profile picture.
I can use slurs and say that I'd leave my wife if she gained 10 pounds. And then I put my pronouns in my bio, which isn't even a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And you feel so compelled by that that you have to comment. You are the people getting offended by words.
Yes.
I am not the one getting offended by words here.
Yeah, you're calling us pigs like over and over again. And then we're just like, good luck, babe.
Bye.
Yeah. And they're like,
they're so emotional.
They're very, very emotional. And another thing is misandry gets thrown around a lot. Yeah. Which really,
I love.
Oh
my I love.
God. That should be my drag queen name. Miss
yeah,
Sandry.
There must be one.
I mean, there's gotta be.
Ronnie, do you have any info on this?
Yeah.
What?
Is there a drag queen named Miss Andry?
Mm. My name is Andrea.
And that really rings a bell.
I know.
Something of that juncture.
Well,
for sure.
What about piss Andry for the yeah. kink community?
Now that I think is open.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going in. I'm entering the kink drag queen.
You're like going down the list. They're all taken. You're like, what about pig slut bitch?
What about self-hating woman for 1,000?
What about fatherless whore? Yes. Can I be a fatherless whore?
I mean, both of us are yeah. technically fatherless whores. But misandry makes my fucking blood boil because yeah. it's like it's them wanting so badly to be like a hated class.
I know.
Which is like, why would you? Also, why would
why
you?
Why would you?
You ostensibly rule the world. You have the easiest fucking life compared to
yeah.
all these other groups. I'm not saying you don't. Me. I'm sorry that you had to go to war and now you have PTSD.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
These guys are like in their 20s.
Yes.
You were not drafted.
No.
You did not have to go to war.
You're like drop shipping and jerking off to like fucking scat porn or whatever crazy shit happened. Into your fucking
and by
brain.
That I mean your life is perfect. You're jerking off in your mom's house to scat porn. What else do you want?
I mean, what a universe. The world is at your feet.
Yeah.
And misandry, like, this is the huge, which is kind of like the overarching point of this, is there's no contextual acknowledgement that like women that hate men because they rape us, kill us, and annoy us constantly.
Yeah,
is
most
this,
of all annoy us.
Yes, which is honestly, the rapes, we're already in it. It's fine. But you're annoying me every
you're
day.
You're annoying me every day.
And that is within my control. So I block them. But like, misogyny is
a real thing?
A real thing. Again, with the bummer things that you've said to me, the
yeah.
World War quote, do you remember what it was? It was like more women have been killed by like a man in their life than people have died.
Than people have died in war.
Yes.
Wow.
So, yes. It's some, there's like some sick statistics. There's some poor person that works.
Oh, but
at like
these men get really mad when we try to quote a statistic.
Oh my God.
Where's your evidence? Like every podcaster has to have a bibliography at the end of a clip. Okay. Maybe I did see it on TikTok. Maybe I did, but, yeah. but it sounded real and that's scary.
And my learned experience confirms it.
Yeah.
And also stop fucking being autistic about rape statistics.
Yeah.
Stop
knowing the fact that you know about rape statistics.
Oh my
is crazy.
God. Yeah. There's fucking rapetistic guys in there. Just fucking paragraph.
Oh, your special interest is rape. That's crazy.
Love that for you, babe. But yeah, it's like there's no, they simply refuse to acknowledge what is irrefutable. It's like when people are saying like reverse racism.
I was just going to say that. It's the same as saying reverse racism exists. It's like when somebody who actually deals with whatever you want to call it, real oppression or whatever, when they at all a little bit are like, hey, this stinks.
Yeah.
I don't like this so much. People are like, oh, now you're being racist towards white people. Or now you're being misogynist or misandrous.
And you're being pissandrist against me.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just saying what you guys do.
Yes.
I'm just shining a little light on what you guys do. It's not at all the same thing.
It's crazy. You never
didn't get a job. Well, maybe you didn't because you're like a moron.
You're an idiot. That's another thing.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, it's like when someone abuses you. Like real hard facts abuses you. You have the receipts and then you talk about it on social media and they're like, you are my privacy.
Or when like when a man abuses a woman for years and then one day she
goes crazy
and he films it.
Yeah.
And he goes, my wife is abusive. Is she?
Yeah.
Or did she go insane?
Or have you been?
Because you've just been poking her every fucking day.
Yeah.
And like not cleaning the baby's diapers ever.
Just throwing the baby's diaper at her face.
This woman made a TikTok that was like, my son has been alive for 80 days and my husband hasn't held him once. Should I leave him? And all the comments were like, I mean, crazy to post this before you leave him.
Yes.
80 days? And he hasn't held the baby?
Does she have a chalkboard where she's
scratching it into the walls just every day? It's like the worst thing I've ever heard.
The baby cries in the background. It's these comment sections are so dark that I snap and it all becomes like funny.
Yeah.
You know, when you're just like,
and the comment section is all women being like, after 35 days, I finally convinced my husband to hold the baby. And it's like, what are you talking?
Way to go. I'm happy for you. Yeah. There's also like, people will be like, being attracted to men is like the single most like the annoying thing or whatever. And it's like, well, if you just, why don't you just be a lesbian then? And it's like, again, missing the point.
Yeah.
Well,
it's also like they do this thing where they're like, well, what about the other side of it? When women leave their husbands because they lost their job. And it's like, this is a podcast.
Right.
This is not Congress.
Yes.
You know, I don't have to, this isn't a court of law. I don't have to present all sides of my case. I can simply speak on my own experience and talk about being a woman and the things that happen to women without being like, but I bet it's hard for men too. Like,
your honor.
It's a clip on Instagram.
I know.
You're going to be okay.
There will be a time in our lifetime where we are taken to a court of law by an absolute gremlin.
Do you think we'll have to testify in front of Congress?
In the goggles. In the goggles and the hats.
Oh, I would love to do that. If somebody could set that up.
Just coming in a furry costume being like, first of all, that would be a great, I would love for that to happen.
I would love to do that. I would love to filibuster in this outfit. I will get legislation passed.
Yeah, we kind of are giving Storm the Capitol.
Realness.
Yeah.
We're kind of serving insane person realness.
We're doing insane clown posse.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're not going to go after juggalos.
Sorry.
They're good people.
They're good people. They're salt of the
earth.
Just
because somebody does a little meth in a porta potty doesn't make them a bad person.
Yeah, they got put on the FBI Most Wanted. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
They're an organization.
That was a mistake.
Yes.
That was a mistake.
It's been redacted. God, we need gavel. Also, just quick shout out to everyone wearing. We have a big judge's wig wearing day in the studio today. Mike looks more. Mike is self-actualizing in a way that I'm really proud. And
Mike is eating his sweet green with his wig on.
Is he in the shot? No.
Mike, get in the shot.
Mike, get in here.
And shout out to Brady, a new member of the team who immediately
played ball.
The very tight white wig. So.
It's so funny to have somebody that we have never met before come in and be like, put this wig on. We're going to talk shit about men for a while. And hush.
This is a test. Welcome. I'm Pissandry.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
That's a thumbs up.
The thumbs up. Well, we love.
Ronnie has a gun to his head.
Yes. And Ronnie's leaving us and we don't want to talk about it because we're processing it in therapy.
Fuck, we should do like a goodbye Ronnie.
Goodbye
thing.
Ronnie. Goodbye Ronnie.
You know those,
Ronnie,
have you ever
goodbye.
Seen, have you ever seen those videos of an infant swim class where they put one they put a baby on a boogie board and the rest of them go, goodbye Ronnie. That's what we should do to you. We should put you on a boogie board in the middle of the studio.
Please, that would be so affirming.
And sing to you.
We're gonna do a funeral reel for you, Ronnie.
Yeah.
A rest in peace.
I will remember you.
Just supercut all the times you guys have called me a lesbian.
Who are we gonna call a lesbian?
I know. Brady or Brody or whatever
Brady
your name is. We're gonna have to start calling you Kay. I'm
Brady,
sorry.
You're gonna have to be a lesbian.
Yeah. Just as
it's just what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. We can get the first moment when I called Ronnie a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful time. But follow Ronnie on Ronnie's not on. Ronnie's too cool on social media, but yeah. We'll give you updates on Ronnie's.
Ronnie doesn't
life.
Even need you.
Yeah. And I don't need you, Ronnie.
Get out of here. Get out. You know those movies where someone's like, they have to get rid of their dog and they're like, get out of here, stupid mutt.
Yeah. We are going to take you to the back and shoot you before you can go to LA. So
okay.
Sorry about that.
You're doing me a favor.
Sorry, Ronnie's family.
Stay tuned for the end of the episode where we euthanize Ronnie.
You have to make sure that you know when you euthanize someone, their eyes don't automatically close. So I'm going to need you to do the closing.
The classic.
Yeah.
I'll be watching you till the end.
Yeah, yes.
Can we taxidermy Ronnie?
And just put
her in the studio. You know that like taxidermy fox?
Yes. That
could
be
you.
Good for you. We can also put, Mike is asking for the attention of the group. We can also put 2 dimes on Ronnie's eyes.
Yeah.
And put her to rest. Like
and then we
true.
Can put her in whatever hats we want.
Oh, Ronnie.
It'll be nice.
You'll look so cool. You'll finally be at peace, Ronnie. Should we take a little break skis and then move on to the next say?
Yeah.
I'm a baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Sabrina Carpenter put out a music video where the song is about like, I know I have bad taste in men and now I'm dating you. Don't fucking prove my friends right. Don't embarrass me. And then she cast her real boyfriend as who's Barry Keoghan or Kogan or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Keoghan.
We get it. You're young.
From Saltburn, that guy.
Oh,
she
yeah.
cast him as the lead in the music video.
Oh.
So like literally hard launched her boyfriend in her music video where the lyric is, don't embarrass me, motherfucker.
She's like people.
Isn't
calling him
amazing?
An alcoholic.
Yeah. She's like, I tell my friends it's just your culture, but I know you're an alcoholic.
It's incredible.
She's straight up Stevie Nixing him.
The song is like her begging him not to leave the house because every time he does, he embarrasses her.
It's really brilliant.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's not us quietly saying things that our boyfriends have annoyed us with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, covertly.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this one, honey.
I know.
There will be.
Thank God both of our boyfriends refuse to listen to the podcast.
I know. He's like, I subscribe and sometimes it plays automatically while I'm on my way to my real adult job. And I'm like, ugh, turn this off.
Gross.
Yap.
I get it.
Opinions, et cetera.
Blah, 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 blah.
Women rights.
Blah 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 blah. Turn around.
Sock my dick with love.
Yeah, with babe. Love. With love.
Well, that's beautiful. I love that. I love a covert or an overt call out.
Yeah,
this is good.
Just being like, everybody knows it's you. If you fuck this up, everybody's gonna know it's you.
Don't make me look bad in front of the group.
And he did like leave his ex with a baby. So yeah,
he's like trashy guy.
Like, he's gonna embarrass her.
Of course. She's trying to get it on record.
Just but
like,
she's just a girl.
Just like when you and I know that a boy did something bad and we're like, we're putting it on the record. Yeah. It's being stated for the court transcript.
Yeah, or like when I dated a guy who kept calling me a rat bitch and I kept being like, I know he's bad.
But.
But.
It's a good bit.
I literally said to you, but I don't have the emotional energy to break up with someone right now.
And I was like, I get that. That's totally fine.
So I just stopped talking to him.
Yeah. I was like, she'll make her way out.
Yeah.
As long as.
And then he texted me. I was like, are we together? And I was like, no, idiot.
That's also so pathetic to like be like, wait, just are we together? Or
I haven't heard from you in 3 weeks. Are we together?
If I texted "Are we together?" to someone who was clearly not dating me, I would throw my phone into the river and move to another city.
I mean, how I did that once.
Humiliating. Oh, buddy.
Well, I was dating that guy. I was fully dating that guy who ghosted me.
Yeah.
Remember that guy? Feminine hips. Feminine hips.
Guess what? I can make fun of your feminine hips on a podcast if you behave badly.
Fully dating, ghosted me. So I did 3 weeks later go, hey, I'm going to go on another date. Right?
So... Is that
this
anything?
This is toast, right? Never heard back. Never heard back.
And send him Hips Don't Lie by Shakira and go off, queen. Ugh, one of the grossest male body types.
Yeah.
Eat a few fucking hips. What are you giving birth?
All these fucking men who are in our comments are about to say that we're body shaming. We are.
Yeah, we are. You have birthing hips.
That's crazy.
Either give birth to my baby or die.
Or... be nice enough that I don't bring it up.
Right.
If you were nice to me, I'd never bring it up.
Yeah. Listen, would I say it to my friends and go, yeah, the hips are a little, but I wouldn't be doing it on a podcast. God, I love having a podcast.
I know.
I'm drunk off power. Well,
these microphones have been turned off the whole time. This is just therapy.
There is no studio. Ronnie's a figment of our imagination. Mike is actually a woman. Brody is absolutely
Brady.
Sorry, Tom Brady. All right. Well, we attacked men.
Brady is like a psychiatric nurse that Mike hired.
You would look.
Oh, he's a producer. Don't worry about him. He's taking notes in the corner. Yeah.
Also, you would look great in scrubs. I'm going to say
Yeah, you do have fakes. Good scrub body.
Oh, my God.
We're sexually harassed. Yes.
Your hips look great, and those scrubs would hug them perfectly. We're the most toxic podcast in the network, all right?
Yeah.
It's been said.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're the jocks of the art community as stand-ups. So speaking of absolutely bonkers... we're going to attack the left now.
We are going to attack all sides.
Yes, we're.
But this isn't the left. This is the Worms for Brains community.
Yes. So, which is, I think you told me the term leftist brain rot.
Yeah.
Which is a great encapsulation.
Leftist brain rot is basically there are people who are so stuck on the internet.
Yes.
And just like simply have not interacted with a real person or left their house in so long. That... everything becomes discourse to them. Everything becomes a fight. Everything is an argument. And like, there's no real world application to any of what they're saying.
No.
So like, the example that I can think of right now, and I talked about this a little bit already, is I posted a joke about how I went on a date with a guy with no teeth.
Like a goddamn Shiro.
And I didn't know that he had no teeth until he got there.
What were his hips like, just for a question?
Regular.
Okay.
I didn't know that he had no teeth until he got there.
Yeah.
So I wrote a joke about it and I posted it and all of these brain rot people were calling me classist for it. And being able to buy new teeth is a luxury.
Being poor on Hinge though.
I do want to state for the record that this man was not poor. He had more money than me.
Yeah.
But I also would like to say, if you think that I'm classist for not fucking a guy with no teeth, you fuck him.
Right.
I dare you.
Right.
Because that's the real world application here.
Or, God forbid, if you're a man and you think if you're brave enough to fuck a woman with no teeth, then Lizzie's classist.
Yeah.
Then you get to do that. Yeah. It's like,
well, it's a little different because I feel like a man would be like, I want to see what it feels like when she sucks my dick.
Yeah, probably.
But I'll tell you what, gums are sharp.
Yeah. Oh,
you wouldn't know, but they're sharp.
Yeah. Do you guys know the movie Teeth, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You mean My Dream?
Yes. Movie Teeth. I'm sure. Ronnie, do you know about the movie?
I don't.
Whoa.
You don't know about Vagina Dentata?
Yes. That's no, also another drag name. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mike, do you know about the movie Teeth?
She's got teeth in her pussy.
Yeah. Wow. It's like an art film about a woman who is.
I don't know if it is anymore.
I would call it high art, I guess. It's like Girl with a Dragon Tattoo coded, and that there's just absolute like revenge kind of hurting men.
She bites men's dicks off with her teeth.
Yes.
Her pussy teeth.
With her pussy teeth.
What a legend.
And it's an incredible.
Yeah.
It's an incredible
piece
of art.
Can I get veneers in my pussy?
Well, in fucking, God, speaking of real world horrors, in like,
yes.
like certain underdeveloped countries, there's such problems with rape that women are putting condoms in that like, this is literally a product.
It's like a ring that you put in your pussy that has spikes on it.
Yes.
Because then if a man sexually assaults you, he has to go to a hospital to get it removed and then they can arrest him.
Merch.
It looks like a grill that says respectfully. Pop that in your pussy.
Pop that pussy.
Walking
girl.
Home at 3 a.m. Pop that in your pussy. Yeah. Let's capitalize on rape.
It really kind of elevates the I wish a motherfucker would when you know you got the teeth in your puss.
I know, honestly, like if I had the teeth in my puss, I would be asking for it. You know, like not that anyone ever is, but I would be.
Oh, I would be begging for it. I'd be walking around with my tits out going, let's go. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, my God. What if I got raped right now? I wouldn't tell anyone.
I would just be walking around naked like, I'm so drunk.
All right. So
anyways,
leftist brain rot, which we actually might have, but who knows? I get sucked into, I obviously live on leftist TikTok for the most part. And I am at 2 a.m. crying about something. Someone's telling me I'm a witch. I'm like, I always knew. Yeah. Like, I live in this world a little bit, but this clip is the perfect example of people who are absolutely lost in the sauce, where it's like, it starts somewhere, and then by the end, you're like, what the hell is going on?
It's like oppression Olympics stuff.
Yes, absolutely. So this is...
And this is a classic. You may have seen this clip before. This clip's been on the internet for years.
It's a great encapsulation. Okay.
I am a white, transmasculine, femme, non-binary, temporarily, mostly able-bodied, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronically ill, culturally Jewish, Unitarian Universalist, non-monogamous, demi-low-romantic, gray demi-bisexual, survivor of acute and complex trauma, millennial, and cat parent in mental health recovery.
AKA a real fucking pill.
AKA the worst hang at the party.
Christ on a cracker. What are we talking about now?
You get me in a party with a chronically ill bitch and they're on me like white on rice and I'm like, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
This is just like, what this person doesn't realize is like, you're making it so hard for people to just be non-binary.
Yes.
You know?
Like, yes.
What?
You're making it so these right-wing people, whenever people, right-wing people talk about the left, they go like blue-haired woman with a septum piercing.
And this person literally is.
Of course. Yeah. And it's like, I'm losing the thread. Yeah. Like halfway through, I'm like, where the hell am
I? I don't even
know
what half those words mean. And I'm like a freaky deaky feminist.
I know. Temporarily able-bodied.
Oh, I love that. I love identifying yourself as currently temporarily able-bodied. Like,
do you have a cold?
What do you mean? Are you like so badly want to be a part of the disabled community that you're going to throw temporarily in?
Yeah. Your legs better be fucking made of swords or I'm not interested in what you have to say.
Who is this helping?
I know.
This is like a joke people have made on the internet, but this is like when you live with someone like this and you just ask them to do the dishes and then that's what they say back.
Fuck
you. Okay. All right. Which also would be hilarious to get out of stuff because people don't want to hear the list.
Oh, that would be great. Someone's like, can you do my bar show in Flushing? And you're like, I'm actually having a lupus
fluff. I'm neurodivergent.
There's also certain diseases that are like really terrible and also like improvable. Like if someone has a tick, you can see it. But the amount of bitches who are like, I have self-diagnosed lupus, and you're like,
I don't think that's how lupus works.
You are lupus in the brain.
you are a loopy.
A loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, you and I have real-world problems, as every adult does. But, like, I have bipolar disorder, which is a lot of the times blue-haired bitches also have bipolar disorder. And I'm like, the brand. Stop with the brand.
I know.
People are scared of bipolar disorder because you're going on there being like, I've been connected to the third eye. And I'm like,
Not to mention the brand of bitches with fun haircuts.
I know.
Sorry. I'm trying to just have a fun haircut here. Yes. And now everybody thinks that I'm going to be like, my dog is disabled, so you have to be nice to me.
Right. You're ruining microbangs. Get the fuck out of here.
Turf's ruined microbangs a long time ago.
I know. We can't have any fun because you're being a fucking bummer. People that annoy me are my central issue.
Yes.
And it's men who think cishet is a derogatory term.
Yeah.
And women who are...
And then people who are like, my pronouns are cat self. And it's like, okay. Well, you don't get to be a cat.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a woman, but you don't get to be a cat.
Yes. You can be a furry.
Yeah.
Behind closed doors, let's be honest.
I mean, this is like when people are like, I don't mind if people are gay, but don't do it in front of me. But like, that is how I feel if you're a furry.
And I dated a furry. Again,
we've done the work.
I have done the work. I've been behind the scenes. Yeah. I have put a tail in my ass and meow, 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 meow. Don't fucking at me. All right.
I've never let anybody walk me like a dog.
Yes. I've been in the trenches.
And also, another clip that I posted was a joke where I say, like, my pronouns are she, her, but less like a girl and more like a great car clip. Or a boat.
Viral sensation.
Yeah, incredible.
Thank
incredible.
You. And a lot of the comments were like, that's actually the most non-binary thing I've ever heard. Okay, listen. Listen to me here. I believe that you're a non-binary. I believe you. I love you. I respect you. I am not.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to hold space for nuance in our brains of women who are women and simply don't want to be.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that my gender identity is different. I just, part of being a woman is resenting being a woman, and I need you to be okay with that.
Just let me be self-hating.
I mean, just let me be a car or a boat.
Yes.
Like, what are we talking about here?
I kind of identify more as a pile of knives.
I mean, you think I haven't taken a gender studies class? Look at me.
Yes.
I know. I looked into it. I read the books.
Yeah, me too.
God.
Actually, I've never even put my toe in non-binary. I've just been like...
I've done the work.
Angry woman who has the backbone of a man because I had a hard father who wanted me to succeed.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is like, I've talked about this with my friends who are non-binary. There's like, I was a tomboy my whole life.
Yeah.
But a huge part of that for me was like, I identify as a girl who is a tomboy.
Yes, yeah.
And girl is a key part of that.
Yeah.
I can be that. It doesn't make your identity any less valid for me to be that.
Two wolves, bitch.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah. Sometimes I listen to Joe Rogan while I get my eyelashes done. there are two wolves inside me and one is going to date rape the other.
The two wolves are not she, they.
Yeah.
I'm not those wolves.
Yeah.
Love that you're that wolf.
It's just like there's a cool girl and a pick me in here.
Oh my God.
And don't worry, the cool girl is winning, but the pick me is, I mean, just
she's scratching.
Strangling
she's
her.
She's scratching. Boys think I'm funny.
Sorry, I'm doing my best. Good.
Ronald, you must be sucked in a layer of hell as a fucking Gen Z with all these brain rotties.
Yeah, you
rotties.
Ridgewood Gen Z lesbian.
Yeah.
When you got a brain rot, do you have to just be like, slay?
Yeah, I feel like that's my like my auto trigger.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but yeah. I'm working on it. I'm working on because I think listening back to myself on podcasts, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, like how you used to sound?
Yeah.
How you used to sound?
Yeah, like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Just like, throwing like into every other word, saying slay, you know? And then, because I think it's for a moment, it was like, it's part of the culture. And now it's like, okay, you sound dumb.
So. Yeah, I do say slay way too much because I was like doing it like as like a fuck you to people. Like, I'm like friends with all these like bully straight white dudes who think it's annoying, and then I like just started saying it all the time, and I was like, well, now I sound like an idiot.
I know. Yeah, I love calling white dudes she, her.
Yeah.
And but I fear I am.
I love when there's like a like famously misogynistic like comedy club manager or something, and he like texts me like, oh, that's it. Can you actually get here 15 minutes later? I'll text back slay.
Yes.
Like, That's fun.
That's fun.
And the thing with these, like, these brain rot people who are like this person in this clip.
Yeah.
It is better to overcorrect. Yes. I'll give you that.
Sure.
I'd rather you be a cat than be a Republican. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's better. But I do need you at some point to, like if I forget for a day that you're a cat, I need you to not come for my neck.
I need you to pop your head up into reality world. And
I need
go.
You to, like, take a deep breath outside once in a while and just deal with the fact that this is the real world.
I know. I mean, to your point, Ronnie, like, I've been a podcaster for almost 10 years now, so I'm on wax being all different types of people. And there was a time period where there were a lot of reckonings. I feel like Donald Trump got elected and, like, shit blew up. Me Too happened. And we were all like, all right, we need to, like, stop being monsters and take a fucking inventory of our bullshit, which I think is a very necessary time. But now I'm like, all right, but you know I'm a good guy. So stop yelling at me. Chill. And I think, like, having...
I'm doing my best.
Right. And also, like, I don't have to go around proving to everyone I'm a good person. And I think that's part of being, like, a little bit older also, being like, well, am I going to win the good person competition?
Yeah.
It's stupid. You'll never win.
Yeah. It's also, like, I think there's this idea that because you exist on the internet, you have to be accountable for everything you've ever said. And it's like... Well, now we live in a world where everyone exists on the internet.
Yeah.
It's just a part of life. Everybody is this person. I'm not a public figure by any means. I'm not influencing policy
yet. Podcast millionaires.
And this is the part where I announce that I'm running for office.
This is the part where I announce I'm getting more conservative to make money off of the right. As a bit.
It's also like, I feel like people take it out of context where it's like, this clip of you will go viral.
Yeah.
You saying one thing, then it's like, okay, but you didn't listen to the other hour and a half.
Yes.
Of course, where I was defending
that. Like the bit with the guy with no teeth, the end of the bit is me saying he had a big dick. I gave him his flowers. Yes. What do you want from
me? Yes. It's never going to be enough with the left.
Yeah.
But there's also, there's a leftist brain rot thing, which is a little different, which you brought up to me.
Yeah.
Which is everything is like a fight.
Yeah, because they're constantly fighting on the internet.
Yeah.
It's like, then if you engage with these people at all, now they're fighting with you. And it's like, buddy.
Chill.
Chill. I'm trying to have a conversation with you here.
I have to, like, when a lefty criticizes one of our clips, usually it's in the little bi erasure times that we do.
The clip we were talking about earlier with the cancer wife, if I get in the clip, I say, or if I get fat, will you leave me?
Yeah.
And somebody commented and said, not the fat phobia on Maine. Here's the thing, sister.
Hey, sister friend.
It's not fat phobic of me to mention fat phobia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fat phobic of me to talk about what happens to fat women.
Yes.
That doesn't, the fact that that is the real world that we live in and I said something about it doesn't make me fat phobic. And it's like, if you're going to criticize the people who talk about these things,
right,
then the things are just going to continue to happen. You're not criticizing the thing. You're criticizing the person who brought it up.
Yeah.
Would you rather I act like it's chill to be fat?
Right.
The experience of being fat is chill.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right.
Look at, if you think I don't know, you think I don't have a right to talk about this, scroll to the bottom of the comments on every video I've ever posted.
Right.
And tell me I don't have the right to talk about this.
Right.
I mean, literally all of them are like, pig, fat pig, gross pig.
It's insane.
Idiot pig fat.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like, all of us know, because we've been in a scenario, and we talked about this when we got co-dumped. That was also 2000. There was a tough.
We were going through a lot.
There was a tough time. We both got broken up with our by our long-term boyfriends. And interestingly enough, we both gained weight before that happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're talking about that.
Yeah. I'm talking about a thing that happened to me.
And it happens all the time.
And mine, by the way, told me
that
was part of
that. Firing squad.
Yeah.
Firing squad.
Yeah.
Mine said he couldn't make long distance work anymore. And I went, okay, well.
Mine said, you're not the person you were when I met you.
Jesus.
Oh,
you mean.
Oh, really?
21.
When
21
I was 21?
And drunk? Yeah. Cool.
Great.
Cool story.
Great.
Happy 40th birthday, babe.
Yeah.
You pig.
Idiot.
Well, he's bald now. Isn't that great? I love it. Yeah. I love when God takes away their hair.
Yeah.
It's so good. But so the always fighting thing, this happened to me, and I didn't even realize that this was happening until you pointed it out to me. Someone sent a clip of a female comedian who I know and respect, and then a clip of another female comedian. The other one's bit was going viral, and they were very parallel thinking, almost so close that it was like, did they steal this? And so the person who sent it to me was like, I don't know her, so can you message her and just like check in, you know?
Yeah.
And again, this is all like, we're on your team, buddy. Like, if your shit's getting fucking bit, I want you to know.
Yeah.
So I like started typing out the message being like, hey, not saying anything, sent the clip, and then like was about to be like, like, I think I'm just sending it to you in case like she did steal it from you or, you know, before I could even start that message, she went, so are you saying I stole this? And it's like,
I was trying to help.
Okay.
Why would I message you if I thought you stole
that's
it?
Also
I would
stupid.
Talk about it behind your back.
Right. What am I, the comedy police?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice to you. What is this? It's just so exhausting.
Fuck, that reminded me of something and then I forgot it. Maybe I have brain rot.
Well, I mean, we certainly have brain rot.
Yeah.
I also think like when you are riding leftist algorithms, you also see like kids getting their head blown off in Rafa.
Yeah.
So I am kind of like, all right, if you're a little kooky after like 10 hours of that.
Yeah. The other day I found myself on the subway. I was on the subway and it was like one of the times when you're on the subway where it's just like, everybody's like hair is standing up on the back of their neck a little. Like it was just a little, like it was late at night. It's hot outside. There was like a lot going on. I'm on the train. I'm listening to hardcore music. So my brain is just like, rah, 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 rah. And then I'm scrolling through Instagram, just like looking at dead kids. And then a comment pops up that's like, you're fat and classist. And I was like, none of this is, I need a glass of water in a rubber room. This is like, it's not surprising that I can't remember people's names right now. It's like, my brain is like being eroded by the information I'm taking.
We're getting dementia in real time.
Yeah.
I mean, the fucking whatever, you know, government institution that talks about bad things for your health, again, brain rot.
The FDA?
Yeah, maybe the FDA, the CDC.
One of them. Fauci.
Yeah. the woke left was put a warning out that like four teenagers, they're like officially being like, TikTok is making them. Thank you. So all the surgeons got together and they went, dog. This is
TikTok is the new smoking.
Yeah, but I mean, for our fully developed brains, maybe not. But I am like, if I was
it is horrible.
Yeah, if I was that age, I would be I'd be even more bipolar.
Well, it's also like
super bipolar.
Bo Burnham said something about this because he made that movie Eighth Grade, and I think this is a great point. He was like, when we were in high school, the popular kids were popular.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in high school, the popular kids are famous.
Yeah.
They have like a million followers and a brand deal.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Can you?
You like live in Iowa and the prettiest girl in your school is famous. That's a nightmare.
I'd kill myself.
That is a nightmare.
I was already.
I would also be on TikTok being like, I'm a cat. I'd like to be a cat.
I'm a trans ableist cat. Meow, 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 meow. The boy that I like doesn't like me. I'm acting out.
I know.
Yeah. Being the funny, not cute friend when the hot best friend is like the.
I mean, now you're singing my tune.
Yeah, dude, it's fully
the
a nightmare.
Duff. You ever hear that
term?
Yeah.
That was one of our first clips, I think. Talking about the Duff,
or
wailing. Look that up. If you think fat phobia isn't real, look up wailing. Disgusting nightmare.
Ugh.
The internet is a wasteland, and yet where we live.
And thanks for watching us on it.
Yeah. And let us radicalize you.
Yeah.
And
just,
and
here's the thing: just think what we think,
right,
and we'll get along with you.
And buy our merch. We're selling vaginal teeth.
Yeah.
And t-shirts with quotes.
Don't worry, they're slay.
Take off your nail polish. Cheat on your wife.
Yeah.
Is this a man? Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying. Lizzie drops great fucking bars on this. Let's take a little break and finish it up.
We'll be right back.
Bye. Louie, Louie, Louie.
Oh, is that
Louie?
What we're doing?
Women open for Louie.
Yeah, well. Gotta, a check is a check.
Yeah, gotta make that money. What are we gonna not make money? Yeah. Come on here.
That is something, I mean, maybe we've talked about this before, but that is one of the like traps of being a good person in show business is like, and a woman is like, oh, this guy's a rapist, so now I don't get to make money.
Yep. Okay. Yep. There's literally no like reward.
I just used, that might have been too much shorthand, but it's like a man gets accused of sexual assault, yeah, and then he asks a woman to open for him, and then she does, and then everyone attacks her for being not of the sisterhood of women, which is valid and fair.
Yeah.
But somebody is getting that check. And now you're just guaranteeing that it's going to be a mediocre white guy. Anyway, yep, that's all I have to say about
There's
that.
A certain income level that I think once you're past a certain income level, you got to start saying yes, no, because yes, you're more than paying rent and you are just being a pick me.
But it's like, bitch. I got in trouble for being on a show with a guy who was accused of sexual assault.
That's fucking crazy.
I didn't book the show.
Right.
I'm just doing the show. And if I turn down the spot because he's booked on the show, they're not going to stop booking him. They're going to stop booking me.
Right.
He's famous.
Because you're being difficult.
He's famous, and I'm just some girl.
Soon enough.
I'm coming.
Soon enough, we'll be famous enough to fucking just be absolute misandrous cunts. And that's the goal. So speaking of misandry, another direct missile attack on men. Respectfully, in this day and age, you don't get to say, just to be devil's advocate, a zip.
Enough of that.
No more fucking libertarianism. No more devil's advocate. No. You don't get to have your treat. You got to have it in the early 2000s with your really clever points about government and blah, 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 blah. Stop. When I'm like, someone's a fucking nightmare and they get to go, well, actually,
yeah, enough of that.
Shut your trap.
Enough of that.
Also, devil's advocate and libertarianism are exercises, again, in thought that are not grounded in any societal realities.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, maybe if nothing ever existed the way that it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could make a point about this guy's devil's advocate is just like the cousin of, well, this guy's traumatized too, and so this is why he's, it's the hurt people of excuses. And I'm like, sorry, you don't get to do it.
Yeah,
you lost your treat. It's over. When they're like, oh, this is actually performance art. I'm actually doing a parody of a terrible person.
Oh,
I'm
I love that.
Okay, but you are the person. You're like, how would I delineate? How would I know that you're doing
you're just
a character?
Saying right. Like, there's these guys on social media who will like make a video of them saying the worst thing imaginable, and it's satire.
Yes.
They love saying it's satire, and it's like, well, the thing you're satirizing is every man who's exactly like you. Right. I don't really get it.
Yeah.
I don't really get what's funny about
it. What's the big leap here?
Yeah.
Yes. If you and I put a man outfit on and did an hour of I Hate My Bitch Wife, that's satire and the next episode. But yeah. You're not. It's also like you're trying to be intellectual and you're just not making any points.
Yeah.
You're just like edgelording and you're done here.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Enough with it. It's like some of them used to do it also like, why can't I say the N-word play used to be this and no one's doing this anymore. People are doing this still. It's actually back now in a way. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You're actually doing that.
I mean, it's like, go for it.
Go for it. Do it in front of a black person.
Or on the internet.
Yeah.
Do it on God's internet.
There was a woman who, we're bringing it back to TikTok, a woman in an apron who was
oh my God.
I saw that.
Oh my God. Also another video of her, surfaced of her saying the F slur.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, she's, don't play it. Yeah. We can't play it. There's a white woman in an apron that just very casually used the N word.
Broke ass.
Yeah,
is what she fully said,
and everybody was like, yo.
Whoa.
And then she made a follow-up video like not apologizing.
American flag t-shirt on.
Yeah.
I've been thinking, she did her fun little thing where she's like, I've been taking time to think, blah 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 blah, guess what, don't care, mic drop.
Yeah,
you rancid bitch.
crazy move.
And like, this whole thing in love of like, this is all a thought experiment. No, we're done.
No, it isn't.
Right. Also, like, they're trying to make abortion pills controlled substances.
Yeah.
Your fun little, like, hot takes thing, it's over. Read the room. I'm fucking done with you.
I mean, I think it's very easy for men to, and we've talked about this before, but like, it's very easy for men to theorize about things that don't affect them.
Right.
It's like, interestingly, that you brought the song up, when Louis C.K., like when those allegations came out about him, so many male comedians wanted, they were like champing at the bit to theorize with me about what would you do in this situation, blah, blah. And it's like, I get that this is a fun thought experiment for you.
Yes.
I am a girl comedian.
Yes.
It might not be him, but there could very easily be a situation where I'm opening for someone and he tries to fuck me. This is not theory to me.
Right.
Also, you've tried to fuck me.
Yep.
Like, this is a thing that happens to me all the time. This is a real thing for me. And men love to do it about rape. Like, when you bring up abortion, they're like, well, what if somebody was raped? And it's like, yeah. What if?
What
if somebody was
wouldn't
raped?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That thing that you think doesn't happen?
Right. You know what's really been frosting my cookies recently? I've been thinking a lot about the word rape. You know when people are like, it's not rape. And I'm like, if men got raped in the way that women did, no one would be going, well it's not rape. You're crazy.
Yeah.
That's coming out of your mouth.
I know.
And you're a human person. Yeah. And you're like, that's totally a good point.
Yeah.
Get date rape out of the fucking lexicon.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Yeah.
You're a and also, the thing, again, to flip it, the Louis thing, which is like he's whipping his dick out in front of his coworkers.
Yeah.
Just imagine a day. We're in the studio. Me and Mike are alone. I get up on the table like a fucking spider. I spread my legs and my pussy is out.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. People would, honestly, kind of legendary, but people would talk about that for months.
Yeah.
It would be the craziest thing to ever happen. I would be a folklore.
Yeah.
And God forbid I was like not conventionally attractive. To these pigs.
Yeah.
Like this bust. Also, Louis is busted.
Yeah.
He famously claims he has a pig dick. You whipped your pig dick out in front of like hot musical comedy girls.
Yeah.
And you're not embarrassed?
And then people are like, well, to play devil's advocate, maybe he didn't know. He knew.
He fucking knew.
Shut up.
Like, you don't know every single... Men are so obsessed with getting laid and they know every single manipulative move.
He
all
also
of a sudden,
told
you're
us
a moron.
He knew.
Yes!
He does jokes about it.
Ah!
It's so annoying.
It's so fucking annoying.
And they would do this thing where they'd be like, well, you don't understand what this is like for me because he's the reason I became a comedian. Did you think we were watching different comedy specials?
Right.
You think I wasn't a fan?
He was my favorite comedian.
I was
favorite.
A fan.
I was a huge fan.
I was such a fan that I would have let him jerk off in front of me.
Yes.
Even though I didn't like it. And that's the whole fucking argument.
Right.
God.
I know. It's fucking infuriating.
It's like they're like running directly into the point and not seeing it.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. You're morons. I hate you. You annoy me.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts?
I don't know.
Thoughts, feelings?
I don't know. I mean, you got a pig dick and you're get out of my comments. Get your pig dick out of my comment section.
Get your pig dip and your womanly hips out of my comment section. Yeah. I'm going to do all the mean things to you that you do to me.
My closing thoughts are, I would rather you be the person in the clip who's like, I'm a non-binary, femme, trans, mask, ableist, blah, blah, blah. I'd rather you be that person than in my comment section telling me that cishet man is a slur.
Yes.
Just so you know, the most annoying person that you found on the internet, I think that person's less annoying than you.
100%. I would go on a girls trip, on a he, they, them,
on
dog.
A people's trip.
I'd go on a people's trip with those people if I had to avoid you. I would go to Aruba for 3 months instead of spend 10 minutes with you.
Yeah.
And that's the cross I'm willing to bear. And I'm an angel and a devil.
Oh. Okay.
And a sinner and a saint.
I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch.
Yeah, I'm a queen. I'm a goddess. Where can people find you and not say terrible things about you?
Or do whatever you want.
Or do whatever you want, and then I'll argue with you until the algorithm is boosted, and then I'll block you. Where can that happen?
My Instagram is Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. You can listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, and watch my Don't Tell Comedy Set. It's in my Instagram bio.
It's fantastic. You can follow me at AndreaComedy69 on all platforms, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're so close to hitting a thou. Let's fucking go.
Just send it to a friend. Also, this is fun. If you like the podcast, take a screenshot while you're listening to it and throw it on your Instagram story.
Absolutely.
Tell your friends.
And also, like, people are like, I love your clips. Like the clip.
Like the clip.
Comment on the clip.
Comment on the clip.
Put it in a story.
Subscribe to the pod.
Subscribe to the pod.
Leave a review.
Leave a review.
There's start a community.
Yes. Radicalize. Spread your pussy in front of one of your coworkers.
Live with us in a big house.
Yes.
We could all live in a big house.
Let's do it. Goodbye.